Begin the current daf. Masech the Shabbos daf memalef. Begin the Amud Beis. Begin the taste of Maskel. Taste begins the words of the Gemara. V'aloi metzar. But you have the problem about that it consolidates the metal, which is its own halachic problem of Makar Bepatish. Taste can explain why couldn't the Gemara answer that we're talking about that it didn't reach to that state of creating tzirus, and that is because we learned in the Mishnah this mechem shepinehu, and I'll put in cold water to make it hot, but you could put in that it's just going to warm it up. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? On the one hand, you're saying that you can't put in water. On the other hand, you're saying that you could put in. So Rabbi Masna says, depends. He qualifies the teaching of Amechem Shepineu is that you took out all the hot water from inside of it. So he says, you're not allowed to put in a little amount of water because that's going to heat it up because of the heat of the walls of the kettle. But you could put in a lot of cold water where that's just going to warm it up. It's not going to be a problem about Bishlam. That the Gemara's question, like our taste of Maskel quotes, is, but how could you pour in a large amount of cold water? So forget about the problem about Bishul, but you're being mitzarif, you're strengthening the kettle, because after you heat up and you take out the water, the cold water actually is makar b'patish. So Taz is bothered by a question. He says, but like Lishno, he says, and you cannot answer this, that it's permitted to pour in the cold water when there's a lot of cold water, b'shaloyegi l'tzirif, when it didn't reach the state of tzirif. In other words, that the kettle cooled down before you put in the cold water, where then actually it doesn't create this element of tziruf. It's only when the metal is boiling hot and then you pour in the cold water. As Kedimashani Beperek Omelam Amunas, the Gemara says, a human daf lamadalam abase. The Gemara is discussing the kain gadol, if he was elderly or if he was delicate, where it's going to be hard for him to immerse himself in the cold mikvah. They would take hot pieces of metal from every Yom Kippurim that were heated up. They'd pour it on Yom Kippurim into the mikvah, where then it would warm it up a little bit. And that the Gemara asks, aye, but it's mitzarif to the, it consolidates the metal pieces, the ashashi itself. The Gemara says, but those metal were not so hot to have been mitzarif with the cold mikvah. So why couldn't we say that over here too? Says Taisa, because the Stam Echem generally, a kettle, which is what we're discussing over here, is already higila tzirif, who had already got that hot, that if you do add the cold water, it would create tzirif. And then the Gemara does not answer that question to the question of Baloi Metzarif. Next Taisa, the Masal Taisa, begins with the words of the Gemara, Midi Mechem Shepinu Hemenu Mayim Ketani. What do you think? Does it say in the Mishnah, a kettle that was emptied out from water? Does that what it say in the Mishnah? No, it says Hamechem Shepinu Ketanu. It says the kettle that was Pinohu. Which Tosfos can explain that actually the word pineu has two understandings. And that is, the Gemara brings it, Abaye asked Ravada's interpretation that he says the explanation of the Mishnah Mechem Shepineu, that you now put in cold water, means that if you emptied out all the hot water from inside of it, and that says Abaye, but it says Mechem Shepineu, which sounds like that you remove the kettle from the fire, not removing the water from the kettle, which Tosfos says, Tame, it's a wonder. But Vaksiv, Taz brings many different sources that we find that it's like the way Ravada says it. We have, let's say, by Nigi Batim, when the house has a nega. It says, Ufinu es habayis. That, what does that mean? That it says, Ufinehu, meaning Ufinu, and that's that you should remove what's inside the house, not to move the house itself. Also, we have a pasuk in Bereish Chavdal, Vonechi Penisa habayis, that Lovin tells Eliezer, I remove the Vedazar from the house. Not that I remove the house. Also, we have a pasuk in Yeshaya, Soilu soilu panu derech, where the Navi is telling the people to remove the stumbling block from the road, but not to remove the road itself. So do we find Gemaras, for example, panu makom lebar levoi, the Gemara in Ksubas that finds Zayma Beis, that they say, make place for bar levoi, which is that you clean out the place itself, you're not moving the place. So also we find she'en mefan, where all these sources, what are they? It's removing what's inside of them, even though it's using the word pinehu. So why what's the question of Abaye then having on Ravada? Says Tais says yes, but Yeshlim, what you could say is kiven the become mukayim. Since many places husker pinu ala dava hamafanin, when you use pinehu, it's going, you're removing the thing itself. Kugain, like we have other places, hamafan chafetza mezavat lezavat. Someone's moving his objects from one corner to another corner. It's not removing the thing from the object; it's moving the object itself. So to mafan dava hekupis, we have a different halacha elsewhere that talks about if someone's moving four or five boxes, or panu kelim beis atumah, removing the kelim from the beis atumah, or tevin v'asad lefanaisai, the straw, and he's going to ultimately move it, as the Gemara says in Sukkah, where here the phraseology pinehu is moving the thing itself. So that was Abaye's question. Lehavale leminkin pinehu, the Mishnah should not have said the word pinehu elapinim emenamayim, but rather removing water from it. Even the Iklamiti, since you could misinterpret it and read it the way Abaye ultimately reads it, so if you are saying Pineu, it must mean the moving the object itself. Because although, yes, you're right, there are sources like Taisa asked that Peineu means removing from the thing and not moving the thing itself, but since it has double meaning, therefore, if you really wanted to say removing the water from it, you should have said Peineu Mimein Mayim, but that's a biased question on Rav Abba. Considering the next Taisa of Maschel Taisa begins the words of the Gemara, Mechem Shepineu Mimein Mayim, that if there's a kettle that you remove the water from it, so then, so according to now Abai's new interpretation, you shouldn't put any water inside of it at all, because that's going to consolidate the metal of the kettle. And Rabbi Yehuda, and because the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda, she's going to explain the halacha of davishay meskaben according to Rabbi Yehuda. In general, important qualification, and also the regarding a malacha shein tzricha legufa, two very important halachas of Rabbi Yehuda. That is, the Gemara brought Abai's interpretation that Mechem Shepineu means that it's actually removing the kettle from the fire, but it still has the hot water inside of it. That we say, don't put in a small amount of cold water, because then it's going to get heated up, bishtel. But you could put in a lot of cold water, because then it's just going to warm it up. It's not going to be mevashla. But the inference is, if you had the kettle that removed all the water from it, then, like our Taisa Maschil says, then you shouldn't put in any water at all, because that's going to be mitzarif to mechem. It's going to consolidate it again, which that's makom patish. Because the mission is like a Behuda, although that's not your intention, it's going to be aser, even though your intention is not to be mitzarif. But avol, as Taisa says, Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, shari, it would be permitted because avol bishem mitzarif, although it's going to be mitzarif, but that's not your intention. And also regarding the cooking the water, that's also not a problem. Keeping that in mevashel since it's not going to cook. Kagoyin sheyesh b'mayim har, but like we said, if you're going to add a lot of water, where she'in hamechem maspik levashel rev v'mayim shebetoicha, then the kettle's not going to be sufficient enough to cook the abundant amount of water that's poured into it. Kedashkan perikam alamuna, like we find that you could have this concept. As the Gemara in Yuma of Lamadal Amdez, which we previously quoted, that it's possible to have She'ein Mavashel, that it's not hot enough to cook, yet Umitzarf, yet it's still going to be consolidating the hot kettle. Why? Because the Kamer Rebbe Yehuda says about the Mevina Shashi Shel Basel, said that what they would do is, for the delicate Kohen Gadol, they would bring these hot pieces of metal, Umatil Techamayim Shatavik Tinas, and they would put into the water to take the chill out of the cold mikvah. Now, Vimhoi Mavashel, if these hot pieces of metal would be cooking the water, hayasa, that would be problematic. And now they'll cook on Yom Kippurim. And still you see the Gemara asks, I valim mitzarv, I, it's consolidating the metal. So you see it's possible to have mitzarv in the nakmim vashel, and that's exactly what the case is over here with the machlekes of Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says it's permitted since it's not bishel, and it's davish in miskaben fatzirv. It's going to be mutter, but Abai has explained the mishle like Reb Yehuda that it's davish in miskaben is also. Now, but then Tais is bothered. Why is he explaining the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda? Even though Abaya, he holds like Rabbi Shimon, because previously the Gemara quoted him, that Abaya said, all the practices of the master, who is his Rebbe, was Rabbah, of the Karav, he did like Rav, except for the following three halachas where he did like Shmuel. And what's Bachad Minai? One of them is halacha of Rabbi Shimon Begreir. Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon regarding dragging something, which is the halacha of Davashem is coming, not intending to make a ditch. And it's so that we see that Rab is like Rabbi Shimon, Umestama, and Tosfos says we could presume that Abai Karabba, Rabbi Svirle, that Abai was like his teacher, Rabba, that is like Rabbi Shimon. So the question is, so why does he say the halacha of the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda? So it's Tosfos, Mishnah Dikashle. Yeah, although la halacha he rules like Rabbi Shimon, but he was bothered because as he had asked, midi mechem shapinim imen imayim ketani, as he asked in Ravad's interpretation, does it say the hot water kettle that you remove the water from it? No, it's that you're removing the hot water kettle. Then why is it saying like that? Oh, obviously it's coming to say because if you did take the hot water out of it, that it would be a problem. Why would it be a problem? Because it would be mitzarf. I but davashem miskaven. Oh, it must be going like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore he said like Rabbi Yehuda only because you have to say that that's what the Mishnah is going like. Now, but Rav Ada lechayish lo kushes Abaye, but as the Gemara is obvious, Rav Ada was not concerned with Abaye's question, and umukil lechilchas like Reb Shimon, and therefore he does say it like, which the halacha is, like Reb Shimon, and therefore he said it, that it was told about that you removed the hot water from it, and even though it's going to be mitzarf, but since that's davashem miskaven, it's going to be mutta. Now, Tais also points out, but lo yisin le'el, not to have the girsa previously, when we were quoting Amar Rav Ada b'masna, his interpretation, not to have the words Amar Rav. Why? Because the Rav Savak Rabbi Yehuda Begrim, because Rav, unlike Abai and Rav Ada, he rules like Rabbi Yehuda regarding the halacha of dragging something and that it's going to make a ditch, which is that Dabash Emeskabin is Aser. So if so, actually a hot water kettle that you remove the water from it actually would be forbidden to put in even a lot of water, because even though it's going to be Shein Meskabin, but the Tzir is going to be Aser. Vayik Morava says Taisa, why you shouldn't have that gears because the behead yamuki bibisamach masin krabihud, because he explicitly says later on Rav says that the halacha of the Mishnah krabihuda, and therefore don't say that Ravada Bamasa halacha was Omer Rav, because Rav actually does not say the halacha like Rib Shimon, rather he says the halacha is like Rabbi Huda. Now, says Taisa Morava, Vitzach Laimad, the loyhav b'sik resh. You have to say that this concept that it's being mitzarev, which is machlekes, who the Mishnah going like Rabbi Huda who says it's going to be aser, Rabbi Shimon says it's going to be mutter. But says Taisus, what you have to say is that it's not inevitable. It's not a psik reshe, meaning sheyochali shaloyitzav. It is possible that it's not going to consolidate the metal. Why? Because very simply, the psik reshe made Rabbi Shimon. When it's inevitable, even Rabbi Shimon agrees, even if it's not miskaven, that it's going to be aser. So then, v'hod the park v'alim mitzav. And then this, the Gemara is asking, it's going to consolidate. Hachim, what it has to mean to say is v'alei shem mitzav. Maybe it's going to consolidate. And therefore, that was the question. But if it was definite, then according to everyone, that would be forbidden. Now, Kasha, Tais has another question. The Hachamashim. Here in our sugi, it sounds like the Bitziruv regarding this consolidating, this makabah patish of finishing off a metal vessel. Us, Rabbi Huda says it's forbidden, nami dovashein miskaven, even if it's not your intention, which as you see clearly in our sugya, that was discussion, is the Mishnah like him or not, but that he holds that when you emptied out the hot water and you put in the cold water, it's going to be mitzarev, even though it's not your intention, according to him, it's going to be aser. The problem is, Beperek Omalem Amunah, that same Gemara and Yuma that we quoted before, Garis Rashi. Rashi has the gears over there regarding this teaching that we quoted from Rabbi Huda, that they would have these hot pieces of metal that they would heat up from before Yom Kippur, they would put into the cold mikvah and the kongol b'tayvel. The Gemara's question over there is, it's going to be mitzarev d'ashashis. So Abaye said, it's unintentional. And it's like Rabbi Huda, so therefore what? So even according to Rabbi Huda holds Dabashim Miskab Nezasser, so that's what Abaye explains over there, Hanemil de Reise. That's only regarding the biblical violations. Abul Hacha, but over here regarding the mikvah with the hot pieces of metal. Siruv, derabanan, it's only regarding Siruv, which is rabbinic. Oh, so therefore, we allow that to be done. Now, Taisa points out, V'loi Garis, Rashi does not have he takes out the girsa on that Gemara over there of Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. That although it's a rabbinic problem, but we don't consider rabbinic problems in the Beis HaMikdash. We're allowed to do rabbinic violations in the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi takes out that text. Mafarish explains what was the Gemara's answer. Specifically regarding biblical law. Isle the Behuda, this is how Rashi explains the Gemara over there. That's the Behuda holds Davashem Miskabin also something, even though it's unintentional, it's going to be forbidden. But you're right, although the metal pieces are going to be like consolidated when you put these hot pieces of metal into the cold mikvah, Shudraban, but since it's only rabbinic, it's not a biblical violation of Makkah Pat, there's only rabbinic. So there, Rabbi Huda does not hold Davashem Miskabin is going to be us. Problem is, in our sugya, as we just mentioned before, Rabbi Huda holds Davashem Miskabin is going to be us even by Tziruv, even though it's rabbinic. So that's a contradiction. Now, but says Taisa Miu, however, besides this point, besides this contradiction of the opinion of Rabbi Huda, Rashi's interpretation over there in that Gemara is difficult anyway. Why? Because Rabbi Huda asa begreir. Rabbi Huda says, as we've mentioned many times, classic in Machlekes Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Huda says it's forbidden to go ahead and drag like a heavy bench on the ground, b'masnit in the bay the perek yamtav, which on daf chav gimel mabez, where that now we learned over there in the Mishnah regarding dragging a small wagon, that the Mishnah says ve'ein negreres elah gabe kelim, that you're only allowed to drag it on top of garments, where then it's not going to make a ditch in the ground. The mashmav that sounds like avol gabe karka loy, but on the ground that would be problematic. Now umekamin the Rabbi Huda, and the Gemara says who's that like? It sounds like Rabbi Huda because the asa be'im miskab, and he says it's forbidden. Even if it's unintended, but if it makes it, you made a ditch, so it's going to be awesome. Now this is the problem. Avagav the begreira leke isur deraisa. Even though when you're dragging the bench, even if you're going to make the ditch, that's not a biblical violation. I feel a bit miskaven. Even if you would do it intended to make the ditch, could the mashma say pirkin like the mashma later on daf mem vav mabez in the end of this parak, the avachayish klachayad. Although that's plowing, but it's like in a backhanded way. It's not the way of plowing. And doing anything in a backhanded way is not liable of minatar. It's only rabbinic. And still we see Yehuda holds that Davashem Iskam is going to be us, even by rabbinic law. But according to Rashi over there in Yuma, he was saying Yehuda holds Davashem Iskam is only us by Deraisa, not by Derabanan. But more of another difficulty is what Rashi is, because the Shemaita Dhasim Kasha. There's a difficulty over there in that sugya. Because the Gemara over there asks, How are you allowed to put in these pieces of metal into the mikveh? I, like we said, it's being mitzarf dashashis. Oh, the Mishani Abaye answers, it's okay. It could even be that these metal pieces will be consolidated when you put it into the cold mikveh. But Avashen Miskavin is mutter, since it's unattended, it's going to be permitted. Uparach, and the Gemara asks, did Abaye really say this, that Avashen Miskavin is mutter? I have a tanya in the brisa that says yimul b'sar losai, that one should circumcise the flesh of his arlo. What does that mean to say? What does it mean? Of course, we're supposed to do the mila. It's coming to tell us a chiddush, an added thing that you would not have known. That is a filah b'malkam b'heres yakutz. That even where there's a nega, which you're not allowed to cut off a nega in the present body, but if it's the place actual of the circumcision, then yakutz you could cut off. That's deribeshi. Ravinaba, and we had asked on that teaching. Why do we need a pasuk to say it's permitted, but it's unintended to cut off the nega? Your intention is to do the bris mila and not to do that. Vamabaya says, you're right, it was only necessary for Rabbi Huda. He says that unintended is going to be forbidden. That's what we have to say, that it, even though it would be a nisr, but that it's going to be permitted. Now, but as Taisis now, Vahashta, but it's difficult. Then why didn't the Gemara bring the Mishnah Masechtas Beit Dihi Mishnah Shalema, which is an explicit Mishnah Dos, Rabbi Yehuda Dovashem Eskavan, Rabbi Yehuda says something that's unintended is forbidden, and instead of Maisi Milsa Dabaya, it brings the teaching of Abaye that he says Dovashem Eskavan is Asr. Why ask him from his teaching? Rather, you could ask from that Mishnah Beya that he says that Dovashem Eskavan is Asr. And as we'll see in Taisa's answer, why according to Taisa it's not difficult. Void, moreover, says Taisus, Maichik Hasefa the Gar is Vein Shmas B'Mikdash. Like we mentioned before, Rashi deletes the Girsa of the Gemara that says that the reasoning over there in the cold mikveh with the hot metal, why it's not a problem, is because we're not concerned with Rabbinic law in the base of Mikdash, and it's difficult just to erase and delete a text, which according to Rashi's interpretation, he does. Because he says not about Ein Shmas B'Mikdash, he says because the Rabbi Huda holds Dov Hashem Miskavan is not a problem by Rabbinic law. So, because of all these questions, Lekach Nir Lefarish, Taisus gives a different interpretation. He says, Hasam, over there, Abaye Ama Afilu V'chul. Abaye says that even if you're going to say that the metal pieces reach the state which they could see if could be done to them, still you're allowed to put the metal pieces into the mikveh for the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim. Why? He says, because Dav Hashem Miskavan is Mutta. Something that's unintended is going to be permitted. Pirush, what does that mean? Mutta L'Reb Yehuda. Permitted for Rabbi Yehuda because the Asalei Rabbi Yehuda Dav Hashem Eskavan Ela Midrabanan. Not like Rashi says that it's only that Rabbi Yehuda says Dav Hashem Eskavan is only a problem on biblical and not rabbinic law. No, the halacha of Dav Hashem Eskavan itself is a rabbinic law, but biblically Dav Hashem Eskavan is going to be mutter, and that's what Taisa says here in the Beis Hamikdash. The reason why it's permitted is like the Girsa that he says that Rashi deletes is no, because Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. The whole thing Dav Hashem Eskavan is rabbinic. And therefore, we don't go with Dav Hashem Miskavan as the base of Mikdash. Uparach, and that's what the Gemara asks, Miyom B'Sar Lassa, from the halacha of circumcising the flesh of his Arlam, Demuki Abaye, which Abaye had explained, the Itzach Rabbi Yehuda Kral, that why do we need a pasuk to permit it? I is Dav Hashem Miskavan. It's Rabbi Yehuda, who he holds generally Dav Hashem Miskavan as Aser. And Mikain, Shema Minos, so that's the Gemara's question. Wait a second, so you could infer from that, does Rabbi Yehuda Miskavan not Torah? Obviously that, no, Dav Hashem Miskavan is not only rabbinic, that it's even biblically, because if it was only rabbinic, you wouldn't need a pasuk to permit something that's only forbidden rabbinically. Mashani, and what the Gemara answers, V'hachik Yassin, and this is the text, says Taisus. Hanamili, when did we say this is B'chala Terakula? All other halachas, Pirish. Regarding all other halachas besides for Shabbos, then you're right. Asim and Atayra, Dav Hashem Miskavan is even biblically prohibited. Aval Tzivo, what we were discussing regarding the mikvah, putting in the hot piece of metal, the Gabi Shabbos, regarding the laws of Shabbos, like Asim Miskavan El Rabban. And that's weird. The Dav Hashem Miskavan is only rabbinically. Why? Why by Shabbos is the law only rabbinic? The Kivan Dein Miskavan, since it's not intended. In general, for the laws of Shabbos, it has to be a conscious, productive, constructive activity. And therefore, if it's not going to be Melechas Machshevis, which is definitely if it's a miskaven, so therefore that's only rabbinically a violation. Oh, that's what it's saying. Rishari over here, by the metal pieces, it was permitted to throw it into the cold mikveh because it's only rabbinically prohibited by Shabbos. Dein Shmus B'Mikdash, and in the base of Mikdash, there's no problems of rabbinic violations of the laws of Shabbos. Therefore, now our sugi and the sugi over there all work out because in our Gemara we find that Rabbi Yehuda holds Zav Hashem Eskav and there's also by Tziruf that's rabbinically. There, the Rabbi Yehuda permitted Tziruf is because that's in the Beis Hamikdash. And as Taisa has the Kirsa, ain't Shavas by Mikdash. There's no rabbinic problems to be violated in the Beis Hamikdash. Then Taisa continues, says, but Vakasha, there's a difficulty now. In the Gemara Kriyas Daf Chaf Mabez, the Gemara there is discussing the following case regarding if someone is mechate begachalim on Shabbos. He's stoking the coals on Shabbos. So the Tanakhama says he's chayv achatas. Shimon Laza says that he's chayv two. One, because when he's doing this, he's extinguishing the upper coals, and he's also firing up the bottom coals. So that's for kibui and havar. So the Gemara says, wait a second, what's the case talking about? If his intention is to extinguish the upper ones and to fire up the bottom ones, why would the Tanakhama hold that only chayv one? He's intending to do two malachas. And if his intention is not to fire up the bottom ones, only to put out the upper ones, so why does Rebbe Elazar b'Tzadok call his chayv for two? On that, Rav Ashi says, it's talking about where his intention was to put out the upper ones. And the bottom ones, by themselves, that wasn't his intention, they got fired up. So what's the machlekes? So the Gemara, Tanakam Esav Allah, Krebi Yehuda. The Amad Av Hashem Eskaven is Aser. Kach Kama the Chayiv Chattas. Therefore he says, you're going to be Chayiv Chattas. Man the Potter, the one that says you're going to be exempt, is Kareb Shimon. The Amad Av Hashem Eskaven is Mutter. Which, depending on the gear, so what's over there in that Gemara. But the point is, the one that holds you're going to be Chayiv, additional, is because you hold Dav Hashem Eskaven is going to be us like Yehuda. The one that holds Dav Hashem Eskaven is Mutter, is like Kareb Shimon, and that's the machlek is over there. But one thing says Taisis, I'm a mash, but one thing we see from that sugi is it sounds like the Davish Miskavan Asla Bihuda Afila Bishabis that this that Rabbi Yehuda holds. That on Shabbos the Davish Miskavan is gonna be Asr is Minhat Toira. Even for Shabbos is biblical because we see that opinion who's holding like him, holding Michaib to Chatois, which is only biblical Yechayv Achatas, but what we just explained to Taisa, according to his interpretation, that Yehuda holds that by Shabbos, Dav Hashem Eskaven is only Rabbanan, here we see that, no, it's biblical. So Taisa, what you could say is, yes, that case is different. No, it's like we said before, that on Shabbos, only Rabbinic Dav Hashem Eskaven. And that's how we understand our sugi and the sugi over there. But the Hasam of Psik Reishe, that is not just a regular Dav Hashem Eskaven, that's inevitable. Why? You're not able to really put out the upper coals. If that doesn't automatically cause the low ones to become fired up. Therefore, it's considered a malachas machshavas in the firing up of the low ones. Now, and therefore, Yehuda would hold that you're going to be chayev min ha-tayra, even though it's a davish in miskaven, because it's still psik reishe, which ups it a little bit. Now, wait a second, then Tais has to explain, well, Ba'avagav Dav B'Sik Reisha, then if it is a B'Sik Reisha, then why is Patr Reb Shimon, why is Reb Shimon hold you exempt? We know throughout Masech Shabbos that Reb Shimon agrees by B'Sik Reisha. So that's what Tais says, Mishum Nehavim Malacha Shein Tzirch Legufa. So here's where a different halacha comes in, because ultimately, it's unnecessary for the thing itself type of a malacha, meaning, because the inner Tzirch Lahavar Satech, you don't need, although it's inevitable that the low ones are going to get fired up, your intention is not to fire up the low ones. If anything, you're actually coming to extinguish the upper ones, which inevitably fires up the low ones. And therefore, since it's in the Tzrich Legufa, that's according to Bishim, you're going to be Pata, because he holds Melech Hashem Tzrich Legufa, you're going to be Pata. But then Tais has to answer, he says, wait a second. And then why does the Gemara say that the Machlek is over there is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon regarding if it's miskaven or ain't miskaven, v'loy nakad, then why doesn't the Gemara say that Tanakama Krebi Yehuda, the Amma Malacha Shein Tzricha V'chulu, say that the reason why you're going to be chayav a pater is not because of davish miskaven ain't miskaven? That's not really the primary thing. It ends up coming down to if it's Malacha Shein Tzricha L'gufa if you're chayav or not, which is a different machlekes Krebi Yehuda and Reb Shimon. So it says you're right, but Mishum Revusa Rabbi Yehuda Naka. We wanted to say the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, which is Deloy Tema. Don't say Deloy Mechayv Rabbi Yehuda Malacha Chen Tzrich Legufa. That Rabbi Yehuda who holds you're going to be even if it's a Malacha Chen Tzrich Legufa, which is that you're intending to do the Malacha. Just it's not, you don't need the thing itself. You need it for a secondary thing. Ella B'Mokum. So you would think when does he hold you Chayv Malacha Chen Tzrich Legufa? Is Ela B'Mokum Shem Eskaven Lasa Malacha? But at least you're intending to do the Malacha. Kugan, what's a classic example? Mechabe Gechel L'Shal Eitz. Let's say you're extinguishing a coal made of wood. Shleizuku Rab, that you don't want the public to get injured. Where Shemeskam Lekiba, you're intending to do the actual malacha to put it out. But you don't really need it to, you don't need the coals. So that's considered malacha shein tzirich legufa. So maybe that's where you would say he holds you gonna be chayv. Aval hasam, but over there, she'ein miskam lahava tachtain is where you're not even intending to the lower coal. So not only is a malacha shein tzirich legufa, but you're also not intending for the lower coal to be fired up. Then I would say maybe he would agree that you're gonna be pater. Kamash mo, as we wanted to say, kiven have a psik reishis since inevitable, so chayv you're gonna be chayv in this malacha shein tzirich legufa, even though, and that's why we said the words of ein miskamen. That's what we said. Yeah, it's also because it's related, as we see by Reb Shimon, of the fact that it's ein tzirich legufa. But additionally, we want to say the chiddush of Reb Yehuda that not only are you ein tzirich legufa, but even if you ein miskaven, Reb Yehuda would still hold that you're going to be chayv. So that's to say the chiddush in Reb Yehuda's opinion. Now, the text continues to clarify and to answer questions. He says, "Ubayhida chesegoch alam leschamim." But there's the Gemara with increases there on Chafam and Beis, where the Gemara there is discussing if, let's say, someone is raking the coals on Shabbos to warm himself up, not to fire up the coals, but just to warm himself up. V'huvur ma'alei, and then they get fired up by themselves without intending, with davish and miskav, without intending to do that. So one brisa says it's going to be chayv, one says it's going to be pater. The Gemara explains, okay, the one says it's going to be chayv is like a Yehuda, because it's a melacha shein tzirich legufa, but still yechayv. When it says you pater, it's like a Shimon, it's a melacha shein legufa, you're going to be pater. So Tais is bothered. Nakad, why does the Gemara over this say, ha, Reb Yehuda, that this one that says you're going to be chayv is like a Yehuda, that even though you don't need the product of what you're doing, you can be chayev. Harb Shimon, the one says you put it like Reb Shimon. Wait a second. Avagav the inkabanos lahaver. Forget about intzich legufa. His intention is not to flame it up. How do you know that? The pater Reb Shimon from the fact that Reb Shimon says you can be pater, as Tais explains. The inkabanos lahaver. If besides the fact of intzich legufa not, if your intention was to fire it up, then to the contrary, have yitzrich legufa. Then that would be for the thing itself. Because if you're trying to flame it up, you're trying to warm yourself up, that is tzrich legufa. And Reb Shimon hold you're going to be chayiv. So obviously it's ein miskaven. So then why does the Gemara say over there that the reason is because if it's like Reb Shimon as in the tzrich legufa, if you're chayiv or not, the reasoning should be said as you just explained for the other sugya of because of ein miskaven. Reb Yehuda holds ein miskaven is asur, Reb Shimon holds you're going to be potter. Why does it say over there because of the element of tzrich legufa or not? It says Taisa mekamakam, but still, kiven de nichle b'hachavara. So Taisa explains an interesting logic. Since ultimately, although it's not his intention, because all he wanted to do was warm it up, he didn't want to fire up the coals. But ultimately, he's pleased with that firing up because he's warming himself up with it. Like Karina beisha in miskaven, you can't call it quote that it's a davish in miskaven that is unintended. Therefore, we're not using the words that it wasn't intended. Rather, we use it the words whether yechayv malacha shein tzrich legufa or not. But regarding the other case that we spoke about, regarding if his intention was to put out the upper coals, there he doesn't want the firing up the bottom ones at all. Because he's actually coming to extinguish, obviously, which is the upper ones, obviously does not want the low ones to become fired up. That's why Shaykh Lishna de Miskaven, that's when that sugi, it bases it based on the words of Miskaven or E Miskaven. And in our in this other sugi that we just quoted now, there they use the words Malacha She'en Tzrich Legufa. But in the other sugi, it is appropriate to say E Miskaven, like we said, Avagav Dav B'Sikreishi, even though it's inevitable, but we said that but still ultimately is unintended. So therefore, that's why we wanted to say contribute to Michaev and Shimon going to be Potter, but we use the words Ein Miskaven, whereas in this other circuit we use the words Melacha Shein Tzrich Legufa, because there you can't really use Ein Miskaven, because ultimately you do have pleasure from it, and the other ones, you're not really wanting it at all. Now, Tez continues to clarify, and he says, Reb Shimon Shari B'Chesed Gechalm L'Schamim, now, which we just brought from that sugya, Shimon is the opinion that says it is permitted by the, when you stoke the coals, when it's just to warm yourself up. And the reason is because even if it gets fired up, it's a malacha shein tzrich legufa, as we just said, which Tais is coming to answer a question. Wait a second. Avagav the perek abayin, although the Gemara later in the Kav Gimel Amud Aleph, as Mashmet sounds like, tahatoy lishla achila, oyle behema, ba'aridideh, if someone uproots from his land for eating purposes or for an animal from his own land, so chayev chatzis pakalshu. So whatever amount he ripped out is gmichayev. That's the classic halach of kaitzir. You uprooting something from its growth. Yichayev even a small amount. Now in that case is bothered. Avagav de ein miskaven liyapas akarka. Even though his intention is not to make the land better, it's just for eating or to give the animal to eat. That's called the malachat shein tzrich legufa. You're not doing it for the thing itself. So So why over there are you going to be chayiv? No, that's not comparable to every classic malacha shein tzuch legufa. Kagan, like the example we said just before from the Gemara Krisis, chesel le'eschamim, where you're heating it up, where you're stoking the coals to warm yourself up. The hasam over there, ava pishem is kavanli apas, although your intention by ripping out the grass is not to make the land better, but we still could testify, quote-unquote, that he likes it. It's still making the land better. So therefore, yeah, you can be chayiv, because it is considered a malacha that is a shenis kavan. It is a davar shenis kavan, even though you're not explicitly doing it for that reason. Similar to the differentiation Tosis said before. But by stoking the coals, ain't an enema barzu. He's not really benefiting from, and this is even, it's another division in even the case that it said before. Although we said before, when he's doing it to warm up, that on some level you can't call it that it's davishin miskaven, but ultimately Tay says, ain't in nen about varazu, he's not really benefiting from this firing up, because debeleha varazu yischamim. Even without the firing up, he would warm himself up. But kivin shein in nen about varazu, it's not a clear-cut benefit, even though we said, on in contrast to the other case, you can't call it davishin miskaven. But ultimately, you cannot call it either maleches machsheves for this, because you're not really clear-cut having a benefit. So in the scavenger will have his intention not to fire it up. So have a malacha shein tzichelah, and therefore it's considered a malacha shein tzichelah gufa, and therefore that's where Shimon will hold that you're going to be pata. Kshenek's Tais der Masel Tais begins with the words of the Gemara, Leishanu el lahafshir. We only learned this regarding warming it up. Tais explains this sugyam, and also when is the halacha of tziruf when you put in cold water into the hot kettle. The Gemara brought that Rav said, that this was after the Ravada and Abaya, then the Gemara brings Rav and Shmuel. Rav said that we didn't learn that it's permitted to put in the cold, a lot of cold water into the hot water kettle, only if you're going to warm it up. But to make tziruf of the mechem, that's going to be asa. Which, that's like Abaya, who he explains the halacha of the Mishnah like Yehuda, that although it's dovish and miskav, but tziruf, it's going to be asa. Stai says, mitech pisha kunjas mashma, but from Rashi's interpretation, it sounds like the mefarsha sugya came. This is how he explains the sugya, as follows. Which is, what Rav was saying was, loishon, we didn't learn that you're allowed to put in a lot of cold water into the hot water kettle, ele b'davish ein shayich tziruf, only in the situation where it's not possible to create tziruf, to consolidate the metal vessel, ele pishur, rather all it's going to do is going to warm up the cold water, k'gar mechem shepineyu. Like, for example, when you remove the hot water kettle from the fire, and there's still some hot water inside of it, so you can put in a lot of cold water just to warm up that cold water. But regarding tziruf, pirush, meaning bedavish shayich tziruf, something that it's possible to create a tziruf, although unintended. Kugoy mechem shepinim emenu mayim, like for example, the hot water kettle that you remove the water from it, then us would be forbidden because that would be mitzaref. On that, Shmuelam, he says no. Avletzaref kolaim, in other words, av bedavish shayich tziruf, even something that it's applicable to do tziruf, mutter, it's permitted. Where Shmuel wasn't concerned from that because, for example, he's talking about even if you remove the hot water from the kettle, you still could put in a lot of cold water, even though it's going to do tziruf. Now, umashma, and those words of Shmuel sound like, and this is old case explained how Rashi explains the sugya, a filibim miskamen, even if you're intending to do tziruf by putting in the cold water into this emptied out kettle. Allah ibarach, the Gemara asks, wait a second, what, to initially go ahead and do makah v'patish and do tziruf, you think that's permitted? Well, even according to Reb Shimon, it's only because Ein Miskaven. But if you're intending to do it, Reb Shimon himself wouldn't say it's permitted. Elas, rather says, the Gemara, yit mahach yit mahach, we're going to say the sugi, this is how you say it. Lo yishanu depinim enim ayim, this is how the new interpretation of Rav is. Lo yishanu, we didn't learn depinim enim ayim, that when you empty out the water from the kettle, that shari losses l'teichet tzayin, that you're allowed to put in the cold water, ela shir lahavshir, v'loy l'tarif, only if it's the amount of water that would only warm it up, v'loy l'tarif, not the amount of cold water that would then consolidate the vessel. Kagoin, for example, shalei malo kulay, if you didn't fill up the cold water to the top of the emptied out kettle, why? Rashi interprets, he understands, he learns Rav in explaining the halach of tziruf, that tziruf would only be if you fill up the whole emptied out vessel all the way up to the top of the walls. And explains Rashi, Rav mefarish pinei k'ravad, the Rav is explaining when the Mishnah says, Amechem shepineyu, he's explaining like Ravad, which is that you emptied out the hot water from the kettle and That's what we're saying, but so you could only put in a lot of cold water. That's going to only warm it up, not heat it up. But again, not that it's going to fill it up all the way to the top, because then that would be a problem of tziruv. Now, but based on Rashi's interpretation, there's a question. So then this that the Gemara previously asked on Rav Ada. That was the previous machlekes, which also this very similar to Rav Shmuel's machlekes Rav Ada and Abaya. The Gemara asked on Rav Ada's interpretation, Aiva mitzarev, the way you're interpreting, and Rav is also interpreting just like Rav Ada. And the Gemara asked him, wait a second, that it's going to be mitzarev. How could you put in a lot of cold water? So it's not going to, the heat, it's not going to cook the water, but it's still a problem about tziruv. Now, what's bothering Tesis is that, wait a second, Rav Ada could have explained just like we're explaining for Rav now. This, that you're allowed to put in a lot of cold water, it's only if it didn't fill up all the way to the top of the walls. Then there's no tziruv, like we're explaining for Rav over here. So that's his Tesis, Mishum de Mashmalei, because the Gemara understood how the Ka'amar, this that the teaching is saying, oh, well, but you're allowed to put in a lot of cold water, is Sheyesh Shir Letzarf, even though there is a measurement that it's going to be Masakin de Mana, Medukama Rubin, from the fact that he says a lot, sounds like even all the way to the top. And that's where the Gemara asked, that's going to be tzir, but that's where the Gemara has to discuss if it's going like Rabbi Shimon, like Rabbi Huda, that, yeah, even though it's going to be tzarf, it's still going to be mutter. Avol, but this all regarding when you remove the water from the vessel, which is like the Rav Ada explained. Avol kishimineu v'amayim b'teichai, but Rashi explaining in Rav. But when you remove the hot water kettle, and the hot water is still inside of it, EF shali is tzirf, then it's not possible to be tziruf, because it's only when you totally empty it out from the hot water and then you put in the cold water. But when there's still hot water inside, there's not going to be tziruf. And therefore, the Gemara didn't ask, according to Abaya, that he explains that the hot water kettle, which was removing the fire, that there's still water inside of it, that you're allowed to put in a lot of water, I'm a tziruf. No, the Gemara never asked it on Abaya, because you can't have tziruf, like we're asking in Rav Ada and on Rav. No, you can't have tziruf when there's still some hot water inside of it. That's how Rashi explains the sugya and says twice of a doichik. And it's a difficulty to explain like this, that why would it be when you have the hot water kettle that was removed from the fire and there's water inside of it, if you put in so much water until you fill up to the top, why wouldn't there be a tziruv over there? Why doesn't the Gemara ask the same question on the Abaya of Vahamit Sarf? Now, so that's all with Rashi interpretation. Now, Verim Afarash Bin Yach, the Re explains this sugya in a different way. He explains the Pineum, this that we're saying, that when you remove the hot water kettle from the fire and there's still water inside of it, Nami ikat tziruv kishmalei. He disagrees with Rashi. He says, no, it is possible to have tziruv when you fill it up, even when there's hot water inside of it. And so too, another point he disagrees on, so too, when you empty out the water from it, kol shuhu yesh b'shir letzarev, even a small amount is enough to make tziruv. So 2 points. One, Rashi says, only possible to have tziruv if you empty out all the hot water and you fill it up to the top. So on both of those points, the Re disagrees. One, that even when there's hot water, if you fill up to the top, it could be tziruv. And if you empty it out totally from the hot water, even a little bit is going to go ahead and create tziruv. What's the proof? Min the parach le'el, from the fact that the Gemara asked, as we mentioned before, on Rav Ada, I v'aloi metzarev, it's going to be tziruv. Now, v'aloi mishani, as we mentioned this question before, the Gemara doesn't answer she'im b'shir letzarev, that doesn't have a measurement of tziruv. So although we answered that before, but ultimately that still seems to be like the way the Re says, why don't you say that there's no shir letzarev? No, because you emptied out the hot water automatically, no matter how much you put in, says the Re, is going to create tziruv. But another proof is medekam abaya. And the fact that Abaya says, But the inference he was saying was, no, it's that he says you remove the hot water kettle with the water. Because if you have a hot water kettle, shapinim in the mind, that you remove the water from it, he says, asir, then it's going to be forbidden, nishim mitzarf, because it's going to go ahead and create tzirf. So it says, mash, but it sounds like, dasim pshita nishim mitzarf, that it's going to automatically be tzirf, meaning, because v'lei shayich leflugi beidah, you cannot differentiate, because once you're taking out the hot water from it, automatically, even a small amount, not like Rashi, that it's going to go ahead and create tziruv. So therefore says the Reeve Hachiprusha. So this is how you should translate the Gemara. Rav says, lo yishtanu el lahavshri, says that this permissibility about adding a lot of cold water into this hot water kettle is only lahavshri, pirish. What does that mean? To make it, to warm it up, not to heat it up. Shemiskav al lahavshir, which means to say that your intention was only to warm up the water and not to do tziruv on the mechem, because hash the svirulei, because now the Gemara understood the Mayri Rav, the Rav was talking about filling the shir letzarev, even if there was enough cold water to go ahead and create a tziruv to consolidate the kettle. So even though there's a shir letzarev, but if that wasn't your intention, it's going to be mutter. Avalet tzarev, but if let's say that there was litzarf, meaning shemeskaven litzarf, that your intention was to tzirf. Yeah, well, so it's going to be forbidden because this halach is going like Reb Shimon, like Reb Shimon. Where as long as it was not your intention, it's going to be mutter. If you're intending to do, then of course it's going to be aser. Umefarish pineu, and therefore Rav is interpreting when the Mishnah says mechem shepineu. What does that mean? Shepinim in the mayim, that you removed all the water from it. Kravada. Where, as we said, as this is what the Reed's different than Rashi, when you have a hot water kettle that you remove all the water from it, then even a small amount of water is going to automatically be mitzarf. Or inami says, so no, even if you want, you could say, pineu imamayim kabaya. You could interpret like abaya, that when it says pineu means you remove the hot water kettle with the water inside of it, and still, you could still say the halacha of the Gemara's question. And what's the Gemara's question? Aye, it's going to be mitzarf. Meaning that there is a case of mitzarf. Umayri kashish b'shir litzarf. If there is a measurement of being mitzarf, kugan, like we explained, where, as the, again, the Reed said you could have tziv even if you still have the hot water inside of it, kugan shememalik kula mayim tainim. Even when the hot water is inside of it, fill up all the way to the top with cold water, the avagav da mayim chamash abateichel in the stalku, even if the hot water inside of it was not removed, yes, shir litzarf. There could still be a measurement of tziv if you fill up to the top. Umachalik. And what Rav was differentiating was bein ein miskaven lemiskaven. Between if you're not intending to do the tzirf or you were intending to do it, which is Krib Shimon, that holds Dav Hashem Eskaven is mutter. V'loi ka'abaya, and he's not like Abaya, the mukila be'en bo yishir l'tzarev k'Rabbi Yehuda, who he explained as talking about when there is no measurement of doing tzirf, which is like K'Rabbi Yehuda, which holds Dav Hashem Eskaven is awesome. Now, so Tosfos has to come to explain the chiparach aliba d'shmul, then this that the Gemara ultimately asks on this interpretation. According to Shmuel, and says, wait a second, Utsarf like a tchila mishari? What? And initially to go and see if you think that's permitted? That was the Gemara's question, and then the Gemara so gave a new definition of Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Says Taisis, based on the way we're saying it, who had didn't have a mitzvah lemifach alibi de Rav? The Gemara could have asked not just a question according to Shmuel to reinterpret, but even according to Rav. How could he permit to put in cold, a lot of cold water, even enough that could be a shir for tzirf like Rav Shimon? But kiven this sabbat halacha could be Yehuda b'greira, since Rav holds like Rav Yehuda b'greira, the hainu what that means to say, but Rav Shimon is covered something that's unintended. He holds it's aser, so that we could have asked on Rav, my duch kilok must neaten. Why is he going through the difficulty of explaining the Mishnah? Kishi yeshbit shir letzar for Rav Shimon, that when is it aser? Is only if you have a measurement of tziruf where it's going like Rav Shimon, where Dav Hashem Eskaven is muta, but if you're intending to do, then it's going to be aser. Look, mekishayim b'shir letzar of kabaya. Let him explain the Mishnah that when you're allowed to put in the water into the mechem is only when there's not enough that could make tziruf, like Abaya said, a Krabi Huda, which we're going like Krabi Huda, because if it could be tziruf, even if you're not intending, it would be aser. The Sfirli Kabu say, because that's what Rav holds like. So it says, Taisis, you're right. That Gemara could have asked that question, Rav, too. Ella rather, at the Shmuel Kaparach, the Gemara just asked the question on Shmuel, where either one of the Machlekes we're going to have to reinterpret, because at default, the Gemara finds that to be a better question, the question that asked on Shmuel, than the question they would have asked on Rav. But yeah, it could have asked the same question on Rav. So that's the Gemara's question. And that Taisis going through the Sugya. Ella, so the Gemara says, you're right, so you have to reamend the Machlekes. If it was said, this is how it was said. Which, as Tais explains, Hash Mefarash Masnitin Kabai Legami. Now, according to the Gemara's amended version, Rav is teaching the Mishnah total like Abaya, which is Shepineu Imamayim, that you remove the hot water kettle with the hot water inside of it. Vachipushin, this is what Rav was saying. Loishon, we didn't learn this, that you're allowed to put in the cold water, Elishir Lahavshir, only the amount that will make the cold water warm, meaning She'ein Imamala Mechem HaKol Gedeisim, that you're not filling up the kettle all the way to the top. Avo shir letzarf, but if it has the shir of being mitzarf, then, meaning which means, say, filling it up all the way to the top, then av b'she'en miskaven, elahavshir, even if your intention was only to warm it up, also it'd be forbidden. Ki Reb Yehuda, as the Gemara is ultimately retracting and saying he's like a Yehuda, this Sabbath Kabbah say, which that's who Rav holds like. Avapinim in the mayim, but if you remove the water from it, then la'olam asay would always be forbidden, not just quote a shir letzarf, because the Bechalin Yeshil Letzav could appear, like we explained, not like Rashi, that any time you emptied out all the hot water, even a small amount of cold water will already create Tziv, and then it's going to be Aser, because Rav holds it's going to be Huda. Now, another clarification Tyson makes is V'chikam Abaye, when Abaye says, Abba Mechim Shepin Mayim Mechulu, that when you emptied out all the hot water from it, you're not allowed to put in any water called Iker, which is like we said, because adding any cold water is one of the two ways that it could create Tziv. Who had in the matzal memer says Tais, the way we said it, the truth is Abaye could have also said, but medramum, when did we say that you're allowed to add cold water? It's only b'shir lahavsha, only the measurement of cooling it down. Avashir letzarev, but even when you empty out the kettle with the water, A shir litzarf, which is filling up all the way to the top, also would be also too. So why is it picked specifically that from the two cases that have emptied it totally out? Why don't you say even in the case of the Mishnah, if you fill it up all the way to the top, there would be also? So it says, yeah, he could have said that. The reason why he picked this case of the inference of, but if you emptied out all the hot water, then you can't put in even a little bit of cold water, and not the case that we're anyways discussing the Mishnah, when you remove the hot water kettle with the water that you can't fill it up all the way to the top, is Mishum Dimeloshim Pineyu, because from the wording of the Mishnah of Pineyu, that's where Dyke, that's his whole inference that he was disagreeing with Rav Ada, that he says the Aser Kebi Huda, that loch of the Mishnah like Kebi Huda, which is that Dovish in Miskaman is Aser, to say only when you remove the kettle with the hot water, but that because the inference is to say if you remove that water from it, that would be Aser. Therefore, he said that case, but you're right, the same thing would be, even if you have the hot water inside of it and you fill up to the top, would also be Aser, because that would be a Shir Litzar. Now, Shmuel Oimer, the other opinion in the second Machlekes, he says, Av Shir Litzar of Mutter. That, no, he says, even if you put an amount that could create Siruf, it's going to be Mutter, Kirib Shimon, because as long as that wasn't your intention, Stubbish and Miskaven, even if you fill it up all the way to the top, then it's going to be Mutter. However, Bim Taimatez has to take a second look. But the comment Shmuel from the fact that Shmuel says Avshir Litzariv, that even if there's a measurement of tziruv, it's going to be mutter. Now that wording seems to tell us imkain mukim asnitin kabai. Obviously, he's learned the halacha of the Mishnah like Abaya, the daik shapineu, that his inference was from the fact that it says pineu, which obviously you're moving the hot water kettle from the fire with the water inside of it and not emptying out the hot water from the kettle. How do we see that's like Abaya? Because the Rav Ada, the Mefarish Shapinim in the Mayim, because of the other interpretation, that Rav Ada, that he learns that the halacha of the Mishnah Tumah, when you emptied out the hot water from the kettle, la'olam yeshir litzarev, there is always a measurement for tzivut, the way Tais explained. If you emptied out the hot water, even the small amount of cold water is going to consolidate it. So, umay avshir litzarev to come Shmuel, then why would Shmuel be saying, and even the shir litzarev, when every case of adding cold water is tzivut? Oh, so obviously, he's like a bayah. So then the question is, but given the Mefarish Kabaya, so if Shmuel explained the halacha of the Mishnah like Abaya, Simkein, if that's the case, Neduk Davka, Pinehu, so then that's the inference. So it's specifically when you remove the hot water kettle with the water inside of it. Hapinimimenu Aser, but the inference is, as Abaya made, but if you empty out the hot water from it, it's going to be forbidden. Kireb Yehuda, which that's going like Reb Yehuda, holds Dovashim is Gavin Aser. The problem is, as we just said before, Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon. The Dovashim is Gavin as Mutter. So, Yishem, what you could say is, the Shmuel Koya Milsa Derab. You're right, Shmuel holds like Reb Shimon, as we just established right before we asked this question. But here he's going on the teaching of Rav. That's who he's disputing with. The Kamni is telling to Rav, Av Shir Litzarev Shari, no, even, not like you're saying, even a measurement of Tzir would be permitted. Because Da Nosfir like Reb Shimon, because I hold like Reb Shimon. In other words, Umukmi Masnitin Kevasei Deravada. And that, in other words, explained the halacha of the Mishnah at least the way Rav Ada did, which, yeah, Shmuel's explaining like Abaya, but he's telling Rav, at least explain the Mishnah like Rav Ada, which is kishapinim and emayim, that you remove from it the hot water, b'yesh lo'olam shir litzarev, and there's always a shir of tziruf, and still you should say that even there, it's going to be mutter. But right, according to Shmuel's own teaching, you didn't have to say this because it's always going to be a shir litzarev if you learn like Abaya. So Tosafot brought us the opinion of Rashi that explained that Rav holds and explained the halacha of the Mishnah of Mechem Shepineyu, Le'itin Techemayim, you shouldn't put in water, that Rav held like Rav Ada, which is that you removed all the hot water from inside of it. And Rav held that you're allowed to put in the amount of cold water only if it's not going to go all the way to the top, so it's not going to create Siruv for the hot water kettle. But to fill up the kettle to the top would be awesome because that's going to be mitzarfet, and even though it's not your intention, but Rav holds it can be who did the dub shem is kavan is awesome. Shmuel that says it's permitted to fill up the mechem shepinei even till the top, even though it's going to be a shir of tziruv, as long as you're not intending to do it, is like Rav Shimon holds dub shem is kavan's mut. But the re holds that Rav explains that halacha the Mishnah mechem shepinei liyit nutechemayim like abaya, which is they removed the hot water kettle with the water inside of it. And he didn't permit putting inside of it cold water, only if you're not going to fill it up all the way to the top. Then it's not going to come to tzir. But if you fill it up all the way to the top, then even if the hot water is still inside of it, the cold water still will do tzir, and it's going to be awesome. And so too, if let's say you remove all the hot water from it, and then it's going to be forbidden even if you add even a small amount of cold water. Because when there's no hot water at all, even a small amount of water, according to the Ri, is tziruf. And even though your intention is not to create a tzirith. And Rav holds, like Rabbi Huda, that Davar Shein Miskaven is Asr, but Shmuel, he explains the halacha of the Mishnah, that the Mechem Shepineu Leitin Teichamayim, like Rav Ada. That is, that if you remove from the water that's inside of it, it's permitted to put inside of it the cold water, even if it goes all the way to the top, as long as intention not for tziruv, because the other Kim Shimon, that Dabash in Miskavet is mut. Then next Tais the Master begins the words of the Gemara, Lishon Ela Hafshir. We only learned if you're going to cool it down, to warm it up, not to heat it up, which is really a continuation of the previous Taisis in the questions on Rashi, which Tais comes to explain the Sugi the Gemara, and when is it considered tziruv according to Rav. The Gemara said that Rav said, as our Tais is quoting, that we didn't learn that you're allowed to put in a lot of cold water into the hot water kettle only if it's going to warm it up, but if it's going to also be mitzaref to make them, that's going to be us. So Pesha Kuntra, he explains, the Rav Mashmalei Masnit and Pinei, Rav understood when the Mishnah says Pineyu is Kerav Ado, which means Shepinu Menu Hamayim, that you remove the hot water from it, Vishir Lahavshir, and what's this measurement that we're permitting is if you're going to just warm it up, it's Kishalei Melev, if you don't fill up the cold water to the top. Because Bashir Latav, what's this forbidden of the shear of Tziruv, is Kishmele when you fill it up all the way to the top. It says, Taisus, because it's difficult, as we mentioned in the previous Taisus, Kiparach Lael, because when the Gemara previously asked on Ravada, who's saying just the same as the way Rashi is saying, for Rav, the Gemara asked him, Ayvoli Mitzarev, he's adding a lot of water, it's being Mitzarev, says Taisus, Lemi Kishle Melo, the way you're saying in Rashi now. So for Rav, say the same thing in Ravada, that it's talking about you didn't fill up all the way to the top. Therefore, even though you're putting a lot of cold water, so it's going to only warm it up, but it won't do Tziruv. But more of another question is Medikam Abayif, and the fact that Abayif says, of a Meichim Shepin Minimayim, but a hot water kettle, they remove the hot water from it. Leitin Latecha Kol Ik, or you shouldn't put in any water at all, Menesha Mitzarev, because it's going to do Tziruv. Mashma, those words sound like, Bechol Inyinu Mitzarev, that in every situation, even the small amount, can be Mitzarev. I fill the Loi Malo, you don't fill up to the top, which is not the way Rashi said it. So rather, Yeshlem Tesis, what you could say is, not like Rashi. The Mashma Le Pineu Ka Abayif. That actually Rav learns Pineu like Abayi, which is that you remove the hot water kettle with the water from the fire. For Kaman, this is what Rav is saying. Loishon, we didn't learn that it's permitted to put in the cold water. Elishir lahavshir, only amount that's going to warm up, meaning shloi nosim b'mayim kolkach shid stal nacham, and you didn't put in so much water that the hot water is going to get cooled down. Avol, nosim b'mayim kolkach shid stal nacham, but if you put in so much water that it's going to cool down the hot water, that's also, that's problematic, because if the water is so cold that it's going to cool down the hot water, that's going to be mitzarev the mechem, because since you did it to, since you filled it up all the way to the top, that's going to be mitzarev the mechem, the ava b'shein miskaven letzav, and although that's not your intention to do tziruv, mitzvah is going to be aser, because like a Yehuda holds dove, b'shein miskaven is aser, that's the Tais Yeshanim in the name of the Marash, Mimishburg.